2,000 delegates are expected to attend the first World Congress on Sorcery in Bogota, Colombia. Sessions are planned on astrology, sorcery, divination, and alchemy. Voodoo and other occult rituals will be performed by practitioners from Africa, Brazil, Haiti, and Colombia. Occult communication via palmistry, astrology, and so on are scheduled. Parker Brothers report that in the United States, Ouija boards are outselling the game of Monopoly. Spiritualists say that the messages of these boards come from guides or angels. People who are really into this say that some unseen intelligent force seems to control them and relay these messages. This morning I was in the supermarket in our neighborhood and looked at the small booklets for sale at the checkout stand. Among those for sale were those on witchcraft, omens, foretelling the future, astrology, Satan, and palmistry. Mind you, this was not some far-out bookstore that majors on these matters. This was our local supermarket. This is Leroy I'm speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the occult. Does the Bible have anything to say about this? Of course it does. Early in the record of divine revelation, God warned his people, "When thou art come into the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found any among you who maketh his son or his daughter pass through the fire, who useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter of familiar spirits, or a wizard, or necromancer. For all these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." The Lord gave clear warnings to his people to avoid all such people and practices. The warning needs to be heeded today. These teachers of the secrets of hell abound. The ancient practice of astrology is booming today. Hardly a newspaper in America can be found that doesn't carry the daily predictions of the stars. Reading palms and tea leaves is common. All of them have their roots in the ancient demon-inspired paganism. These pagan sorcerers and magicians were the devil's counterpart to the prophets of God. They were feared and held in high esteem and often called upon to reveal the future and explain difficult problems. We can observe the same practice today in America as followers of Eastern religions repeat their chants as they gather on the streets, in the airports, and public places from coast to coast. God's word tells us it is the same as it was to his ancient people. Avoid them. Don't get caught up in their devilish ways. The rulers of darkness of this world are still active. For centuries, Satan confined his occult practices pretty much to the remote areas of the world. But in recent years, he has become more open in his activities in America. Why? For one, our nation is drifting further and further from God. Secondly, there's been a remarkable rise in the use of drugs, which has always been a part of his ritual and worship. And thirdly, it is one of the signs of the latter times. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. May God bless you as you worship God and Him alone.